Margaret Burke White was one of the most famous photojournalists of the 20th century. A Burke White picture made the cover of the very first issue of Life magazine. She was one of four staff photographers on the first masthead and the only woman on staff, probably produced the first photo essay for an American publication. An exhibition at the Phillips Collection here in Washington, D.C. focuses on Margaret Burke White before her work on Life. NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg reports.
In 1938, a radio announcer in Omaha, Nebraska, put a patronizing question to Margaret Burke White. She just danced along with it.
If and when you ever settle down into the normal life of, should we say, a housewife, after having lived as you have, do you think you'll be able to...
I don't know that I'll ever settle down into the normal life of a housewife.
Margaret Burke White hung out of bombers to take pictures, climbed out on a gargoyle high atop the Chrysler Building, was the first Western photographer to go to the Soviet Union, covered the dangerous days of India's partition. Years back on NPR, her biographer Vicki Goldberg told me that Burke White was fearless from the beginning.
When she went into the steel mills in Cleveland in 1927, 1928, she would go up on the floor where hot metal was being poured right above her. The men would erect a metal shield around her and just open it at the last minute for her camera in case something went wrong. She would come in so close to the pouring metal with her camera that her face would turn as red as if she'd been sunburned. Mm. And her camera finish would blister.
The Phillips Collection show, Margaret Burke White, The Photography of Design, 1927 to 1936, is a 140-image salute to steel, electricity, equipment, the might of American industry. She began as a commercial photographer, earning her living by documenting the achievements of corporations. Curator Stephen Bennett Phillips says Burke White's 4x5 camera and tripod kept pace with the times.
This was certainly an era in the 20s of a great admiration for industry. It was a period when industry could do no wrong, the power of industry, how important industry was to the capitalist society of America.
Margaret Burke White was in love with the shapes of industrial design, the mechanical muscle and sheen of it. She took extreme close-ups of the inner workings of production. Industrial Cable, 1930.
This image is an incredibly seductive image. You had this beautiful fabric of the metal wires that are being woven, almost like braids of gold thread or gold yarn. And it's an incredible sort of composition, the way that she zeroed in on the curves of these bands of cable.
Cable becomes jewelry. Organ pipes become burnished silver horns the angel Gabriel might blow. Wurlitzer pipes, 1931.
Again, light is one of the key elements here. Burke White has set up the light to just give this wonderful shine on these beautiful trumpet-like instruments, and it really does look like the trumpets inside of an organ. And the repetition, how you have some that are taller, some that are shorter, a little bit larger opening, a smaller opening, the light bouncing off of one pipe onto another, so that you really create this sort of visual composition to where your eye is dancing all over the photograph and doesn't really know exactly where to stop.
That picture was for Fortune magazine, an article on the Wurlitzer Company. Burke White did lots of work for Fortune. Another article on the Oliver Childe Plow Company was illustrated by her 1930 photograph of plow blades, a geometric lineup of blades, side by side by side by side.
Each one of them has this gorgeous shape that almost looks a little bit like a human, a little bit kind of a sort of organic shape that has this gorgeous shine to it, almost like a mirror, and the repetition of form looks like chorus girls, maybe like on the Broadway stage or something like that, like the Rockettes, possibly.
The Rockettes, definitely. Synchronized, stunning, controlled. A typical Margaret Burke White creation. Industrial grandeur produced in a gelatin silver print that is not really black and white, not quite brown, but brownish, warm and gleaming on creamy paper. There were other women making photographs in Margaret Burke White's day. Dorothea Lange captured the haunted and haunting images of Depression families. Bernice Abbott took picture after picture of New York City. But curator Stephen Phillips says only Margaret Burke White worked in the man's world of big business and industry. She had to convince the men who ran things that she could advance their work through her photographs.
So she had to be very aggressive, beautiful, because of course somebody who was not attractive would not have that entree. She loved to flirt. She made the men feel like they were special, they were number one. When she got what she wanted, she moved on to somebody else.
What she wanted always was the picture. And in these early photographs, the one she took before Life magazine premiered in November of 1936, she was accomplishing several things. First, she was becoming Margaret Bourke White, shaping her aesthetic, training and refining her already remarkable eye. She never cropped her pictures, by the way. She composed them in the camera. And Margaret Bourke White was showing the moguls of industry the beauty in the worlds they dominated, a beauty they themselves had never noticed. Curator Stephen Phillips says that was the major achievement of Bourke White's early photographs.
To actually make each of these objects look like decorative arts that would be in some sort of fancy department store, sculpture that would be in an art museum.
A fellow photographer once described Margaret Bourke White's eyes as unnerving. Like a cold-blooded animal, he said, she did not blink. And she was more comfortable looking through her camera at things rather than people. But the things she shows us in this exhibition become hosannas to the power of the machine and an age in which technology seemed the answer to most questions. The photographer died in 1971 at the age of 67. Margaret Bourke White, The Photography of Design, 1927 to 1936, remains at the Phillips Collection in Washington, D.C. through early May. Then it travels around the country. There's a handsome catalog published by Rizzoli. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
For a lady, you've lived a most unusual life. And you've become more or less, I suppose, callous to thrills and excitement. And yet you have to have it, don't you, more or less?
Well, I don't think I'm callous. I hope I'm not callous to anything.
Photographs by Margaret Bourke White and an interview with her biographer, Vicki Goldberg, are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Paul Petras.